Welcome to another episode. I'm Connie. Have you ever walked into a space and looked around and you instantly felt the sense of peace, harmony, and relaxation? This is what I like to call the Zen home. And today we're going to be talking about how you can create your own sanctuary from the rest of the world, your own Zen home. Regardless of how big your house is or how small, regardless of your budget, there are ways that you can create the same soothing atmosphere in any home that you are in. We'll cover how to mindfully declutter your space, how to simplify your home and create space that works for your flow of life. And finally, we will be talking about how to create that cozy atmosphere that you want to have when you walk in your front door. Your home should tell the story of who you are and be a collection of what you love. Starting mindful decluttering. Creating the space that you want begins with letting go of the things that no longer serve you. Going through your home, one drawer or one space at a time, always starting really small in the beginning. And as you declutter, asking yourself, do I need this? Do I love this? Or does it serve a purpose in my life? I find that the simplest way to declutter is to create three piles. A pile of, it can go immediately, a pile of, no, I'm keeping this 100%, want this in my home, and a pile of the maybes. The maybe pile I find useful if you're really torn on it is to put it into bags or boxes and set it aside for a few weeks, or maybe even a few months if you're really undecided. And if you haven't thought of any of the items in the maybe pile in those few months, you can probably let it go. Honoring your sentimental items, keeping photographs and really valuable memories for yourself and honor those things. But as you're going through, maybe you don't need to keep all of the sentimental items. Perhaps taking pictures or just taking a little section of the item off, maybe a bow off of your baby blanket or keeping a pin from the Letterman jacket and letting go of the rest. I know that when we are decluttering our space, there is sometimes a feeling of guilt that comes along with it. Either we spent a lot of money on an item, or we feel like we have to keep this for the I might use it someday category. Release yourself of this guilt. We are not perfect, and therefore we do not always make perfect purchases. There are things in our lives that we think we will use, and then we end up not using it or not loving it, but still holding on to it out of guilt. Release these things and be grateful for the items that have come into your life, and hopefully they will bring joy to someone else. Once you are finished decluttering and eliminating the things that you no longer need in your life, this is the time you get to really look at your values, who you are today, and who you want to become, and have your home reflect these things. I find the easiest way to do this is to give each room no more than three purposes. This way, each room has a very intentional setting to it. For the living room, only keeping the items and memorabilia up that really mean a lot to you. Family photos, a special cozy blanket, and eliminate all of the things that are knickknacks or belong in another area, like perhaps the office. In the kitchen, storing as many items as you can into cupboards, drawers, and cabinets will help keep your surfaces clean. And it also makes it easy to find the things that you're looking for in the kitchen when you need them. The bedroom is sacred, and it is for rest and replenishing. Eliminating not only the clutter, but TVs, electronics, and office things, so that your room is your sanctuary. It's not conflicting energies. So when you go to rest and you have a pile of paperworks in the corner, it really weighs on the subconscious, like you should be doing something with these items. When you get to your bathroom, think about the best spa you've ever been to and try to duplicate it, cleaning off the countertops and putting things in their drawers so that the surface is nice and tidy. Maybe setting up a few candles so that if you're having a leisure bath, then they're right there to create the ambiance, and some bubble bath, really giving it a spa-like atmosphere. The entryway is the first thing you see and other people see when they come to your house. Take the time to hang up some hooks for coats or a coat rack, a place where you can keep your keys, your mail that you just brought in, and your purses or bags. Also, if there is a space to put your shoes right when you walk in, then you're creating a habit for yourself to keep the rest of your house nice and tidy without shoes kind of scattered throughout the living room. The entryway is the best place that organizational skills will really pay off. As you're working your way through your home, try to give every item its own house. That way, whenever you're looking for something, you know exactly where it should be. Creating visual harmony in your home. A Zen home should flow smoothly. The eye should gloss over areas without getting stuck in certain things. Using neutral color palettes help attain this. Maybe some little pops of color here and there, but if it's soft tans and beige and gray, it's really easy to kind of change the look of your house without spending a fortune with just adding a few little accent pieces here and there. Minimal patterns also work well, much like a capsule wardrobe. If things are a solid color, then it's easier to mix and match. And again, your eye isn't drawn to one particular very decorative, loud patterned pillow. Also, a great use to make things feel harmonious with nature is to bring plants inside. Plants are beautiful and they add so much life to a room, and they're very affordable. And quality over quantity is the best rule of thumb when it comes to decorating. A few nice pieces are far better than hundreds of inexpensive items that kind of fall apart over time. Bringing in natural elements. Nature has an amazing ability to calm and soothe our senses. So open those windows let the fresh air in every morning, even if it's cold outside, to really invigorate and wake you up every day. Open the blinds. Make sure that the windows are clean so that you can see outside into the world. Bringing in more things of nature, wooden bowls, even some stones, maybe some water elements like a little fountain if that's accessible, or a fish tank. And also the plants. Plants really do liven up even the smallest space. Your home is your sanctuary, and it should evoke a feeling of comfort and welcoming and peace. Using things to help create an ambiance for your home, essential oils, or a candle that helps give the scent that you are looking for, like a spa. Finding some soft lighting with some lamps instead of really harsh overhead lighting also helps. Getting some cozy blankets and putting them near the couch or a little reading nook with a couple of soft pillows. Setting up zones that invoke rest. So a little reading corner with a little tea table where you can set your tea down and your book, and you have everything you need right there waiting for you. And nothing feels more like a home than when you add your personal touches, photo albums, pictures, sentimental items. These things should be out on display where they bring a sense of comfort and home to you, not stuffed away in a box in the attic. Creating your Zen home is one thing, but maintaining it is a whole nother habit. Creating little tiny rituals for yourself so that once you go through all of this work to create the ambiance and the home that you crave and desire, you will be able to keep it for years to come. Taking 10 minutes right before bed or right after dinner to tidy up, do the dishes, wipe off the countertops, so that when you wake up in the morning, you wake up to a clean kitchen is wonderful. Doing a weekly deeper clean, whether you're sweeping outside or mopping the floors or doing a big dusting, this also helps keep that feeling of new and refreshed and clean and tidy. Every month, do a little monthly check-in to see if the things are working or they need to be changed up a little bit. Sometimes when we move into a new place or we move our furniture around, we think it's going to be great until we actually live in that space a little while, and then we realize that things need to be adjusted slightly. Also, the end of every season, doing a recycle. So putting your winter clothes away when summer and spring are upon you is a great way to keep the closets clutter-free, and it's also a great time to declutter any items you didn't wear that entire season. Being mindful of new purchases. Before you buy anything new and bring it into your home, ask yourself, is this something that aligns with the values and the home I'm trying to create? Is it just a spontaneous purchase? Or is it something that you really feel like you need or have been looking forward to getting? Make sure that if you have a family, a spouse, that everyone's on board, because if you are the only one that wants the Zen home and you live in a family of four other people, it's going to be really challenging for you to create the space that you want. Also keeping in mind that it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect, and to be flexible. Your Zen home should be a space of calm, not a place that's going to stress you out. Sometimes it's going to get dirty. Sometimes that perfect pillow that you got is not going to match. It's all right. Take a breath. Everything will be great. Beyond the physical changes, there is something more substantial to a Zen home, and that's the energy, the vibe that it gives you when you walk in the front door. Taking time to go into each room and just sit quietly. Notice the energy that you are getting from each room and deciding what is the energy that you wish it had, and see if you can create that. Whether it's in the office and that's not the time to be soothing, so maybe in that room you make sure that you have everything organized and ready to go. You have inspirational quotes to keep you motivated and productive on the wall. Each space should have things and elements within it that help evoke the sense that you want to have in that space. Music is a magical way to evoke the feeling that you are looking for. If it's something uplifting that you need in the living room for game night, or if it's jazzy music while you're preparing dinner for your family or friends, choosing music can really set the mood for the energy and the environment that you're trying to create. Limiting chaos or loud activities can really help set a more calm, peaceful mood in the house. Inviting other things into your home that could help stimulate this, like meditation corner or reading chair, even a chessboard out for when people are coming over, a cute little radio in the corner or speaker, something that you can resonate music throughout the home. Creating boundaries, I think, is very useful, where you have certain rooms that are work-free zones and you have certain rooms that are technology-free zones, like the bedroom or the kitchen. But most of all, your Zen home should be a reflection of you. It should flow with your natural rhythm of life, of the things you enjoy and like. It should be exactly who you are on the inside, only expressed on the outside. Remember that creating a Zen home is not about having a Pinterest perfect home. It's about creating an environment that suits you, your family, your needs, your wants, and who you are today. And most importantly, it should be welcoming. It should be your sanctuary from the stress and the chaos in the outside world. It should be soothing and gentle. It should be a place that every time you walk in the front door, you sigh and think, "Ah, I'm home." Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friend.